This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Violet is here for Blown Off. Hi, Violet.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay.
Yeah. Are you getting blown off, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I'm getting blown off by this girl, Claire. Like, she's really cute, but...
Oh, sorry. So you date women, is what I'm guessing.
Yes. Sorry, I'm nervous. I've never been on the radio before.
Don't be nervous. You're doing great. You already said you date women, so it's all, you know, it's all copacetic.
Okay, so anyway, the story goes, I went on a couple dates with her,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I thought everything was fine. I don't know what happened. You know, we were set up by mutual friends.
Okay. Do your mutual friends also date women?
Some of them not. But,
okay.
You know.
Okay, just checking.
Well, we had a great first date. You know, we just did drinks. Or that's what we had planned anyway. We didn't, you know, initially schedule a full dinner because you don't know if it's going to go well.
Oh, yeah.
Right, absolutely.
Then you're trapped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, you know, after we had drinks, she said she wanted to hang out longer. So she asked me if I was hungry because she was hungry. And so we went to go eat.
All right, you're a couple hungry lesbians out on the town.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
yeah, like, okay, good.
Anyway, after dinner, it went really well. And then the next night she said, you know, we went to go see a movie. So I know she wanted to pick me up because she wanted to know where I live.
Oh. Oh, so she, so you went out the next day to a movie and she picked you up and found out where you lived. Oh, that's good.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you know that trick.
Yeah. Never worked for me.
So, yeah, because it goes well, we saw the things. And after the movie, we came back to my place and I invited her in and mm-hmm. she said, no, I'm tired. And I was like, no, wait, but you wanted to know where I live. This is where, you know, you're supposed to come in. Come on, come in. I was insisting and she was like, no, I'm tired. And then she left.
Oh, no.
I went back inside. I got pissed off.
Right.
Yeah.
I had all of my hopes up and I went back inside and I called her immediately.
Oh. Oh, you called her, like, as she was driving home?
Yes.
What did she say?
And she said, look, I'm, you know, we can do something another time. I'm just really tired. And I got so angry. I was like, you know, I can't believe you left. Like, my feelings were hurt. You know, I've never been blown off like this before. And then I just told her, I told her I was going to call you guys. I said, I'm going to call the radio, and they're going to call you, and they're going to fix it. So this is what they do.
Oh, whoa. You told her that we were going to call her?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that kind of blows the whole element of surprise, doesn't it?
I'm sure she doesn't believe me.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I just want to know what's going on.
Yeah, Violet, what?
Time.
No, I know. I knew you were. You had dinner. You had the movie. Then she was tired, and you were angry. Violet, what is her name?
Her name's Claire.
Violet, we're gonna go ahead and call Claire now and find out what's going on. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. Here we go.
Hello,
is this Claire?
Speaking. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Claire. My name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan.
Hi, Claire.
Oh, okay. Hey,
Hey, yeah. Where are you? Hi, we're calling from 95.1 WAPE.
The radio station?
That's the one.
Oh.
Hey, Claire, do you think that we could just talk to you live in the air for a few seconds? Maybe minutes?
Yeah, I listen to you guys. Oh, my God.
Oh, yay. So you know.
Why are you calling?
Would you know a girl by the name of Violet?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you guys going to do to me? Like,
We're not going to do anything.
What would you like us to do to you?
What? We just want to know the deal. Like, what happened with Violet? Why don't you want to talk to her anymore? Why are you blowing her off?
Yeah, she got pretty upset, I guess, when you didn't want to go inside.
Oh, my God, she actually called you guys.
She told us that she told you that she was going to call us.
Yes, she told me that. And yeah. I really didn't think she would actually call you guys.
Okay.
She followed through.
She's probably the angriest person I've ever met in my life.
You think she's the angriest person you've ever met in your entire life?
Yes.
You've obviously never met our boss.
And that's why you don't want to talk to her anymore?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's just really aggressive, she has real anger management issues.
Is there anything in particular, other than, you know, calling you up and yelling at you, that she did that made you realize she had anger issues?
Well, I mean, yeah, a lot of things. We had drinks, and we were getting close to a refill. The bartender, it wasn't very busy, but I think he went, you know, he was kind of like grabbing some stuff from a cabinet like around the corner, and we could see him. But she was like, you could see her just like getting really, really, really agitated as if he was ignoring her or doing something on purpose. And she started like shaking her glass and shaking her glass. And she was, and then he started to come over. And then even when she ordered, she kind of was snappy with him.
Oh my God. So embarrassing.
He really didn't even, he didn't even do anything. So.
Well, maybe she's just an alcoholic.
Oh, you know what's funny is I thought that at first, but that's not even it. And I tried to be like, well, maybe she was a little bit nervous, maybe she had a bad day, and maybe she'd apologize and go, I'm sorry for that. And,
excuse me, that's not true. I am not an alcoholic, and I am not an angry person.
Oh, my God. Violet.
Now you heard me.
Whoa, I didn't know you were on the line. This is so weird.
You knew they were going to call you, so why wouldn't I be on the line?
Yeah, why wouldn't she, Claire?
Yeah.
And give me another drink. Hang on one sec. Hang on one sec. Violet, are you there?
Yes.
Are you angry?
No.
Are you lying?
No.
Are you lying now?
No.
Okay, good.
She's really an angry person. I mean, I think you can kind of tell. I mean, I can give you so many... I mean, Violet, I mean, first off, when we went to the movies, there was like a little accident, a fender bender, and it caused a little bit of a delay, but she was like yelling out the window, but there was an ambulance there that was pulling up, so we didn't know if someone got seriously hurt, but she was like, how could these idiots, like, we're going to miss our movie. And
sounds like my boyfriend.
Like, really? But, I mean, and then... I mean, just even finding a seat in the movie theater was like someone would sit in front of us. She would take it as a personal affront. Like, how?
Oh my gosh!
Why are they sitting in front of us? And like,
okay,
so then we moved a couple
thing,
of times.
Though, when we were in traffic, I always get angry in traffic. Have you ever heard of road rage? Okay, everybody has road rage. And the thing is, we're gonna miss our movie because of that stupid accident. Like, that's not our fault. That's not my fault. I just get pissed off when things don't go my way, okay?
Well, that's an anger issue.
And then we finally get to the theater, and then someone sits in front of me. I'm like 5 feet tall. This person in front of us is like 6'3". How am I supposed to see the movie?
Okay, all right.
How am I supposed to see the movie?
You know, I mean, I didn't even care about the movie. Like, when you see an accident like that, you're just like, thank God we didn't get into an accident. I was trying to calm her down and be more positive about it. I mean, she almost threw her phone across the room because she couldn't, when we got to the theater, she wanted to check in on Facebook, and for some reason, who knows why, the Wi-Fi, whatever, she couldn't, she kept trying and trying, and it wouldn't work, and she was so agitated, and
my phone,
swearing, there were kids around.
Excuse me, hello, I'm talking.
Oh.
Okay, my phone, phone before.
Yeah.
And so, by the time I got to the theater, and I was trying to put this thing on Facebook, like, it wouldn't even work. You know how many times it happened to me today? So, of course, I was pissed off.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm surprised I'm even on the phone with you guys right now, considering how crappy this phone is.
Yeah.
Don't you think you're overreacting a little bit to silly things?
No, here is the thing. I am not an angry person. I do not overreact at the big things. The big things you cannot control.
Well,
I am very calm in an emergency.
Right.
I'm very good at those things. It's a little crap that you can't control. It really pisses me off.
Okay. Okay. All right. So.
Oh my God.
All right. So Claire, you're not interested in seeing Violet again.
Well, I mean, I thought she'd take the hint when I like hung up on her, and then I haven't been returning her calls. Like, I mean, the next day, I refer to her now with all my friends as Violet. Not Violet. That chick, Violet. That's what we call her.
Okay, your friends are my friends. Your friends are my friends, so they all know all about you too, you know.
Well, they're all calling you Violet.
Don't think I didn't tell them.
What did you tell them?
I told them that she was a prude.
Okay. One's a prude and one's rude. 340-9595-800-475-9595. It's the Big A Morning Mess. We'll be right back.